1414.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No, you do not have a right to a speedy trial. You don't even have a right to a trial. No. Not if you're producing raw milk and selling raw milk, how long will it be before President Obama targets you for assassination? That is the dilemma here today as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN. All across this land, all across the world, what hath the American government become? Who runs the show? There is no Fourth Amendment. There is no First Amendment. There's barely a Second Amendment. The controversy begins as the American government says, hey, we're so proud of ourselves. We took out a bad guy. We took out a U.S. citizen by the name of Anwar al-Awlaki. Certainly an evil guy, a bad guy. I don't think I'd be claiming that he's a guy I want to pal around with. But without so much as a judge, an indictment, any evidence presented, took him out by drone attack. And you can remember, do you remember, what was it the White House, was it one of the press corps or respondents dinner or something? Obama made a joke, and I don't know how many months ago, was this a year ago? Two words, drone strike. And he was actually joking. He said, you thought I'm kidding. No, he wasn't kidding. We are now subject to the king. There is no executive branch, lawfully elected head of the executive branch known as the President of the United States. We now have a king. And that king gets to, at the pleasure of the king, at a whim, say, off with his head. Off with her head. Take him out. Take her out. Okay, you don't like Al-Waki. Al-Waki. Great. Who likes a guy like that, that doesn't like America, whatever? But you assassinate him? Is this now what it's become? We used to criticize countries like China, rogue nations, that would assassinate citizens, would kill citizens outright just because they were protesting. They would speak out. They would write out against the government. Now it has become U.S. government policy. We do know the shadow government, the CIA Al-Qaeda link. Last week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we actually were able to make a call to Al-Qaeda headquarters in New Jersey. There's U.S. Did you know about that? You'll have to go listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show archives from last Wednesday. You'll hear it. Shocking. Shocking. I tell you, man, the world is upside down, or is it? Or is this the way governments have been run since there have been governments? Whether you have a monarchy, whether it's called socialist, whether it's called capitalist, which there is no mention in the founding documents that I could ever find. Have any of you found this? Yes, we're born of capitalism. This United States is a capitalist country. There's no capitalism mentioned. It was a free market that was mentioned. Read Adam Smith. Do we even know our own history? That we would abandon every amendment. The basic rule of law, we'd shred the Constitution. And then they're criticizing Ron Paul, who's chiding Obama. Who chided Bush before him about the willingness to suspend or eliminate or ignore constitutionally limited provision, if you will, restricting the government to prevent them from violating your right to life, liberty, or property. I do not argue that Al-Awlaki was a good guy. That's not the argument. But you can become an enemy of the state as well simply by, hey, mom, you out there? Moms, dads, your child wants... Well, for whatever reason, you can't breastfeed your child, but you know that raw goat milk
is a great substitute because it's similar to the rate of growth. It's closer, if you will, in the animal kingdom to the rate of growth of an infant through those years. And you say, I want raw goat milk. And, of course, evidenced by the Rossum SWAT team multi-jurisdictional raid in Los Angeles, California, out there in Santa Monica, you realize you could be targeted by the government for, well, economic assassination, which is what happened there. But who knows? If the workers at Rossum had dared thrown a block of organic raw cheese at any of these government agents carrying automatic weapons, would they have taken them out and assassinated them there as well? How dare you try to provide raw milk to people who want it outside of the purview of the Fear and Death Administration? Do you see what's going on? And you're going to have, you've got Obama defenders actually defending assassination. They screamed to high heavens when Bush was president. They're largely silent. In fact, they're attacking Ron Paul, saying, oh, this is just partisan. When has Ron Paul ever been partisan? He's always been principled. He always is principled. You can see at this point in time, he's not changing his ways. And yet you've got the neocons and the teocons and the libs and the neolibs criticizing Ron Paul for saying what Barack Obama did was tantamount to a king calling for an assassination without trial. This is a dangerous time we live in, is it not? Without trial, you can be brought up and taken out by drone strike. And the Obama administration, not one for small government, we would admit and acknowledge, but not one for peaceful governance either. He makes Bush's warmongering look child's play by comparison. Authorization to use force after 9/11, was that not directed at those who were directly responsible or who they claimed participated in the engagement and planning of the 9/11 attacks? And that's what they're saying he did. This guy, no, he had nothing to do with it. He's not a good guy, okay? But protecting criminals or bad guys, as much as we don't want to, it's not about them. It's about the innocent Americans that might be brought up on these charges. And they have done that. They have wrongly imprisoned. They have wrongly put people on the terror watch list who simply had a name that was similar or a fingerprint misinterpreted. And at that point, that's all it's going to take for the U.S. government to send a drone strike your way? How many people utilize dietary supplements? Do you love your supplements? Do you know the FDA is targeting them for assassination? How about the users, the makers, the manufacturers? There's economic terrorism against Americans right now simply I am so livid at this point, I can hardly speak. For providing what? For providing supplements that you want. They are being targeted. And this targeting is basically to remove those supplements from the shelves. But how long is it before they target you as a manufacturer or a user of supplements the way they've targeted Amish farmers? By the way, we're going to hear from Jeffrey Smith sometime on the show today. He's a hero of mine. And he'll be calling in from New York City. We're going to get on this break. We'll find out when that's going to be, when he's going to be available. But we'll be talking to him live from New York City. Your right to know, the marches that are starting right up until we have the Millions Against Monsanto event in Hollywood, Florida, coming up in a couple of weeks. In fact, we're going to be live from that event 2 weeks from now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And by the way, if you want to know where we're going, all the stories we may be covering this hour and next, go to robertscottbell.com. RobertScottBell.com. And if you'd like to call in and be part of the show today, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Dial in now. What's your thought? We're going to have John Rappaport, my dear friend. He is from NoMoreFakeNews.com. I've asked him to get some commentary together on what it's like now that we have a king, not a president, that can execute Americans without trial. Rick Perry would love to do that. I mean, he lives for that in Texas, does he not? Oh, but he hates cancer. And the GSK issue and the Merck issue with, did you see that Saturday Night Live? Mocked it. They had a baby, a little baby doll you could play with. And then out of the baby doll's hands pops a syringe to protect little girls against the human papillomavirus. Do you see what's going on here? The world is changing. And those who control the world or perceive that they control the world do not want it to change in the way it's changing. You are making a difference. Keep going. Keep pressuring. Keep speaking out. Be the ball. Be the freedom ball. Be the one that speaks out, that is not cowering in fear and in silence, because that's what they count on. That Obama can send drone strikes. What is he going to do? Send drone strikes into New York City, the Brooklyn Bridge, because people are finally standing up to the international banksters? And I'm not here to say it's Wall Street's fault. I'm here to take it further than that. Without the Federal Reserve System, without the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, all of these criminal bankster organizations that print money out of thin air, that steal the value out of every piece of paper you work for, whether it's a British pound, whether it's a Norwegian kroner, whether it's an Israeli shekel, whether it's a U.S. Federal Reserve note dollar, fractional reserve banking tied to fiat money, removing gold from the money system, removing silver from, funny enough, there's a report that came out of Canada, and we'll play this in a little while later, a report where a woman actually says on
to get caught. That red maple will grow like crazy. The only question, again, I have is the red bud. It may be just too cold where you live unless you're willing to really protect it. But red bud will get up to be 25 feet tall.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, if anything should be targeted for assassination, it would be GMOs, right? And I'm not a violent guy. I don't argue for violence. I never do. But I think we were hitting it too intensely last segment. I understand we got knocked off the air for a minute or so. I apologize for that. Maybe it's hitting too close to home what's happening here with the Obama administration willing to take out American citizens that they don't like. I'm not saying that Al whatever was a good guy, but the point is no trial. They can execute you. This is a very dangerous precedent. Now we've got hundreds, if not thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people ready to march nationwide on many issues. One of the most important happens to be the integrity of the food supply. I have Jeffrey Smith joining me right now from the New York City area, author of Seeds of Deception and so much more, leading this Your Right to Know march all over the country. As I said, in 2 weeks, we'll be broadcasting live from the Millions Against Monsanto related to this event. Jeffrey Smith, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. Great to be here. I'm calling you. I'm talking to you from Newark, New Jersey. It's the second day of a 16-day march from New York City to Washington, D.C. And while you're going to be celebrating the Right to Know rally down there in Florida, there'll be a group in front of the White House, as well as groups all over the country, speaking about our need to know which foods are genetically modified for our need to reject those foods to keep ourselves healthy and alive a lot longer.
Well, I think most Americans agree that at the very least we should have labels that explicitly state whether a food that we're buying is genetically modified or not. Yet the government seemingly, and of course industry at that level, wants to not give us the opportunity to make an informed decision.
And the reason for that, Robert, is that we have an FDA who is officially determined to promote biotechnology. So they ignore the desire of 9 out of 10 Americans in order to promote the economic interests of 5 biotech companies. So they actually literally, in a PowerPoint presentation to the dairy industry, the commissioner of the FDA said that the goal of the FDA is to promote biotechnology. So it's not an undercurrent, it's actually explicit.
So this is what it means to FDA regulate. To make regular, no. To basically enforce a monopoly on the food supply, to defend the biotech companies, to produce products that may not be safe in any way, shape, or form, and to violate the will of the American people. When did this happen?
Well, in this case, the regulate was actually abdicate. What happened is, in 1991 or so, the first Bush administration commanded the FDA to promote biotechnology. So they then created a new position specifically for Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney, to be in charge of policy at the FDA. While he was in charge, the policy came out claiming that the agency wasn't aware of any information that showing the GMOs were significantly different. Therefore, companies like Monsanto, who told us that PCBs, Agent Orange, and DDT were safe, could determine if GMOs were safe and put them on the market without telling the FDA or the U.S. citizens. Now, documents made public 7 years later from a lawsuit, FDA documents, showed that the policy was based on a lie. Not only did the FDA's own scientists actually know and affirm that GMOs were significantly different, but that they were dangerous and could lead to allergies, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. They had urged repeatedly for long-term studies, for human studies, toxicological studies, but none of that was implemented. This was overseen by Michael Taylor, who then became Monsanto's vice president and lobbyist, and now he's the U.S. food safety czar. So I say the person who's probably responsible for more food-related illnesses and deaths than anyone in human history is now in charge of the U.S. food safety.
How are we doing as far as making an impression upon the executive branch currently in power under the Obama administration? Have they been more open or less open or the same as business as usual as prior administrations?
The Obama administration, we had great hope, of course, as so many people did when there was the election and inauguration. But we soon realized that he was taking a very strong pro-Monsanto position. He basically put key pro-GM people in important positions at USAID, at U.S. Trade Representative for Agriculture, the head of the USDA, and, of course, Michael Taylor at FDA. So it turns out that the policies of the U.S. government under the Obama administration have been more pro-GMO, more pro-Monsanto than even the previous Bush administration. And they've taken such a hard line that people like the Center for Food Safety who challenge the USDA in court say this is absolutely unprecedented. To give you an example, on July 1st, the USDA issued a response to Scott's Miracle-Gro saying that the Roundup Ready Kentucky bluegrass did not have to be reviewed at all by the USDA. So the facade of approval, the facade of review was completely stripped out. And so now it opens the doors for certain types of genetically modified crops to be put on the market with no review by USDA or EPA, and, of course, certainly not the FDA, which has no required safety studies anyway. So now the facade is gone. The emperor, everyone knows the emperor's wearing no clothes. They could put on the market, you know, grass that's genetically engineered to infect our mood, to affect our habits, our thirst, our hunger. They could do all these kinds of things, and no one in government has to look at it because it's entirely unregulated. So this is unfortunately the result of a very pro-GM Obama administration.
Well, I see this as something that will bring the right and left together ultimately because they must one day wake up and realize this isn't about Republican or Democrat. This is about global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state wanting to contaminate the food supply and basically make us all GMO slaves, for lack of a better way to say it.
Well, you know, Robert, it's already happening. We have some very strong advocates against GMOs on the right and the left, in the libertarian side, the Tea Party side, and the liberal side, conservative side. It's basically a human issue. When I speak to a group, I say, how many people are farmers, how many people are gardeners, and then I ask, how many people eat? And that would be most of them. It turns out it affects everyone.
Exactly.
And the thing is, this is basically stripping our rights to health. Now, the march that we're on right now is a right to know march. We need to be able to demand labeling. And this is something that everyone agrees with. Like 95% of Americans want GMOs labeled. There's 50 countries in the world that require labeling. We're one of the only industrialized countries that don't have required labeling, and this is going to stop. Now, one of the good news pieces is this, that in California, there's an effort now to put on the ballot in 2012 a ballot initiative demanding mandatory labeling of GMOs in California. If that passes, then, of course, food companies will immediately remove GMOs because 53% of Americans say they wouldn't eat a product if it were labeled as GMO. So
right.
It would be, as one person from the food industry said, it would be the skull and crossbones to put contained GMOs on a package.
Hmm. Jeffrey, we're going to be checking in with you some more on this. Everybody check it out, righttoknowmarch.org. I've got it listed right there on the blog at robertscottbell.com, R-I-G-H-T-2, the number 2, N-K-N-O-W, march.org. Jeffrey, I know you got a lot to do there, so I don't want to keep you away from the people that you're helping to raise this awareness. We'll be talking more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, maybe even tomorrow's show, to Jeffrey Smith, as these next 2 weeks really can turn the tide in the favor of health freedom, food freedom, and getting GMOs out of the food supply, if we could even call it food. Jeffrey, love you very much. Thank you so much for all you're doing. We'll talk again real soon.
Great. Take care. Safe eating.
All right. Robert Scott Bell Show coming right back after this with John Rappaport.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, Jeffrey Smith, we'll be following up on that subject of your right to know about the GMOs. Right now, to discuss the American assassination, do we have a president or a king? John Rappaport, my dear friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, I think it was so intense I got knocked off the air for a minute when I was covering very directly the subject of assassinations of American citizens abroad.
Well, that's quite interesting, I would say, don't you?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. I wasn't pulling many punches. I didn't say any four-letter words, though I wanted to. But it is a little, just a wee bit upsetting that without trial you can take people out by drone strike.
No person shall be deprived of life without due process of law. So that applies to all American citizens. So this guy, Anwar al-Awlaki, mm-hmm. when he was put on the list, I guess a year ago now, of, you know, people to kill, American citizens to kill. I don't know whether you covered this, but his father protested that, and then the Department of Justice said, well, we can't reply to your objections because this involves state secrets, so we don't need to explain why he's on the list. That was their position on this. In other words, so now we've got state secrets, no need to explain by the government, killing U.S. citizens, and, you know, of course, people on all sides of the issue have these points to make, but nevertheless, there it is, American citizen, no due process, killed by the government, acknowledges that they killed him. And so what does this imply for the future?
Yeah, John, they're already targeting Americans for economic assassination simply for providing raw milk to people who want it.
Yes, they are, indeed. So it is a kind of targeting, no question about it. And they don't have to explain or justify it, because in the case of the raw milk case, Rawsome Foods, they just simply said, well, they're selling raw milk without a license. Well, they're a club, a voluntary organization, and the people signed an agreement at the beginning to join the club that that was not the point for them, whether or not the government had granted a license. But that doesn't hold any water, because the government says, well, we don't care whether or not it's a club. All we know is they don't have a license, therefore we can economically destroy them. So this is a kind of, you know, ongoing MO of the government. We know what's right. You don't. We decide. You obey. And in this case, it involves taking somebody's life. And, of course, people justify this on the basis of the war on terrorism, so we have to eliminate all these people. And this is Obama's kind of a show of strength in heavy quotes. And this is a good thing. We don't care. He's an enemy combatant. But nevertheless, an American citizen. So that seems to be overlooked in a lot of the, you know, heated opinion on both sides here.
Well, we're seeing a lot of left-right alignment on some issues. I just talked with Jeffrey Smith about the GMO thing, and they're realizing that the Obama administration is 10 times worse than even Bush, if that were possible, on the issue of biotechnology and protecting biotech firms from the people who don't want their products, even the issue of labeling as such. And if we talk about in terms of assassination, there was a pseudo-left, anti-war left, that was screaming under Bush, but it went silent under Obama. And now you've got only Ron Paul, and I haven't heard many others calling this what it is. It was an assassination.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, you can't really frame it in any other way when you have no due process whatsoever. There's no court case. There's no lawyers. There's no trial. There's not even an explanation.
Yeah, stand by, John. We're going to take a quick break. John Rappaport, my dear friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com, coming back to talk more about this role of the president as king and executioner when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares. not only about you, but also the environment.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen, if you think this is new, it's not. This has been going on for many years here in the United States, where judge, jury, and executioner are all within one branch of government. That is called the executive branch. Notice the root execute. They execute not the laws now, but they execute people. And they execute you economically, locally here in the United States if you provide sustenance, supplements, food that is not approved by government, yet they defend the biotech industry to your death. This is a really, really precipitous time here. We are over the cliff at this point. John Rappaport joins me again for one more segment talking about the willingness of the executive branch of the U.S. government to flout the Constitution, ignore it, shred it, and go after American citizens, not just abroad, but domestically as well this way.
Well, I'll give you an interesting example here when we look at Democrats and Republicans. Who has been the most heavily criticized among Republicans for executing people? Republican Governor Rick Perry, Texas,
right,
executing serial killers, et cetera, refusing to go back on it. But these people had at least a trial. I mean, you know, there was a trial. There was a conviction. There was a verdict. I'm not defending what Perry did. I'm not trying to bring up all the cases of people executed. But what I'm saying is, here are the Democrats condemning Perry, but then if Obama decides to kill an American citizen without due process, without a trial, without any evidence, without even explaining why, and putting him on a list of people to be assassinated, that's quite okay. No problem there. So that's the kind of internal contradiction that you see here in the attitude of the left in this case. But this is, you know, in a way, it's business as usual here. I mean, you just simply decide, okay, how do we have to characterize this guy that we want to kill? Let's see, enemy combatant. All right, good, that's enough. This is what Bush was, you know, criticized for in his last term. So now it's spun the other way. And where is the political left here criticizing Obama? I don't see it anywhere. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
And yet, that's what happened. They killed an American citizen.
Yeah, and now some people have argued against the so-called slippery slope, like to say, well, if we just do this, it's going to lead to that. And some will say, oh, that's a myth. But look at what this slippery slope has led to. that even the left now condones assassinating American citizens. Of course, they don't want to use that word. We'll use it. Ron Paul used it. But look at how many hundreds of thousands to millions of Americans who have been, we might stretch the word assassination a bit, but killed by FDA-approved medications and vaccinations for which they want to basically remove all ability to say no to.
Absolutely. And on this program in the past, I've mentioned this landmark study, July 26, 2000, by Dr. Barbara Starfield, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, in which she states that FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs kill 106,000 people a year in the United States, so that would be over a million people per decade. And if you've seen anything in the press on this, you're probably hallucinating, because there hasn't been anything on this. The government feels no need to explain, to justify, to rationalize. It's totally silent. There's been no person prosecuted for this by the Department of Justice. There's been no trials. There's been no one fired at the FDA. No one has been censured by Congress. Congress hasn't held hearings on this. So this is death by medicine, by pharmaceutical medicine. And it happens at that pace, 106,000 at least a year in the United States. And again, no explanation. The government feels no need to explain. I don't think this is really stretching it all that much, Robert, to say this is assassination, because once you know what's happening here and you do nothing about it and you let it take its course, then, you know, at the very least, it's negligent homicide.
Yeah, at the very least, you're right. And that's another reason why I just want to let everybody know in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, John Rappaport and I have been working on for many weeks now a seminar. We call it a seminar to end all seminars, but boy, oh boy, do we cover some things in 10 hours now of audio plus downloadable things we're putting together on the issue of vaccination.
This is really major, Robert. I mean, I've enjoyed this so much because we haven't been limited by time. It's not we have to do a segment, this segment. No, we've got, you know, 9-10 hours of audio here covering the entire vaccine story from the beginning. And all of the secrets that have been hidden by governments about vaccines, all the way up and down the line. And I can guarantee you that there are going to be a few surprises here, major surprises, for even the people who feel like they understand this issue backwards and forwards.
Yes.
And again, it's about insisting, mandating, trying to close down objections to vaccines. And then we take the other side of this.
Stand by,
how
John.
How do people regain their health now?
Exactly. We're going to reveal things never before revealed about the vaccine issue. So stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll let you know more about that. John Rappaport, thank you for being here. We got lots more healing to do after this.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I want to thank John Rappaport, and we've got a major, major blockbuster seminar going to be opening up. We'll be letting you know through Natural News Radio as well. Remember that my show now, 6 days a week. Today's show every Sunday on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, as well as Monday through Friday through NaturalNewsRadio.com. All the links, you can find them there at RobertScottBell.com. Phone number this hour, 800-259-5791, as well as next, if you'd like to be part of the show, 800-259-5791. During the week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. That's available 24-7 for your to leave a message, a question, a comment, whatever you want. Pink eye. You ever had pink eye? Have your kids ever had pink eye? Well, a treatment may be on the horizon, according to Web Moment of Duh. That's WebMD. They say there are no recommended antiviral drugs to treat a highly contagious form of viral conjunctivitis called pink eye. Outbreaks result in millions of lost school and work days each year. Well, the fact of the matter is, there is something I'll reveal momentarily, but Swedish researchers, what do they want to do? Put Swedish meatballs in your eye? They are saying that they have a way to do it, maybe, just maybe, but you might have to wait how many years? I don't know. And do you really want to wait for something toxic? Experimental treatments targeting adenoviruses? That who knows how toxic these things will be when we already have a substance that God created on the planet? It's known as silver, that is antiviral as well. It's virostatic. If it comes in contact with a virus, if it's small enough, in the form of a silver hydrosol, it is, boom, just like that, it stops a virus from replicating. I know because I utilized bioactive silver hydrosol when my daughter was 6, 7, 8 months old. I don't know. She's over 6 now, so years. But she had a pink eye in one eye, and we were dropping the hydrosol in her eye and got rid of it in a couple of days with no toxic effects. Wasn't lingering 3 weeks later having an antimicrobial, antibacterial, antibiotic ointment that may or may not even work, but will certainly cause collateral damage to your tissues. So the, you know, if you're looking at Web Moment of Duh for answers, WebMD, you're going to be so far behind the times, you're going to get information that is obsolete, or at worst, it's going to be the official story that will create more problems than it solves. And there's good news about drugs, though. You know, John Rappaport mentioned the 106,000 Americans a year. Maybe that'll go down. Because the FDA is saying there are drug shortages. I've covered this. But they're even worse this year. Oh, my gosh. Prescription drug shortage in the United States reached record high last year, getting worse. Now, this will be used as an argument to strengthen the executive branch of government to mandate the medical monopoly and disallow you from utilizing anything else based on scarcity. You know, we're going to have to ration the drugs, but we're not going to allow anybody to know about homeopathic medicine. We're not going to let anybody know about silver or herbal medicines. Because the state-sanctioned religion. Did you know there was a state-sanctioned religion in America? Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. And no, it's not Christianity or Judaism or even Islam. No, none of those count. Not at all. Judeo-Christian values? No, it doesn't matter. The state-sanctioned religion is biological mysticism. That was a phrase coined by John Rappaport, the Church of Biological Mysticism. the state religion is modern medicine. And, you know, there are a lot of sacraments. Yes, a lot of sacraments, a lot of sacrifices, if you will. Children are sacrificed on this altar, sanctioned by the government, when you're giving them vaccinations, when you're giving them FDA-approved medications for which some die. Yes, they do. In fact, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands die, millions die. And if you think, oh, you're just making, you're exaggerating for effect. No, we just referenced the peer-reviewed journals last segment, written about that extensively as well. Drug shortages should be applauded because it means that, and of course the economics of scale that you can't afford drugs should be applauded as well because it means you're going to go to the things that work, the things that actually are affordable, that do not kill you, and that begin to train you. I'm going to get into some food stuff next hour, by the way, with Twinkies. You can't imagine what percentage of a Twinkie is subsidized by the government. Right? Yes, our founding fathers, they established the Republic of the United States. Why? So we could subsidize junk food. And so that presidents can declare enemy combatants of American citizens and execute them physiologically. And that could be through a drone strike or could be through a Twinkie. Or it could be through a vaccination or a drug approved by government. Look at daily aspirin. The government says, oh yeah, aspirin's good for you. Take one every day. You won't get a heart attack. Never mind that it depletes the eicosanoids, the part of the autocrine part of the endocrine system, weakens you over time, robs you of your energy, saps your energy. Now they're tying a daily aspirin to vision loss. Did you hear about this? Age-related macular degeneration related to daily aspirin use. Twice as likely to have this macular degeneration. If you were likely before, now double your risk. If you take your daily aspirin, oh, it's only a baby aspirin, Robert. It's not. It's a baby aspirin. It's a little teeny weeny baby aspirin. Yeah, that little baby aspirin can drive you to blindness. And this is now finally coming out. But what do I do? I don't want to have a heart attack. You don't want to have a heart attack? Get some essential fats in you. Increase your DHA and EPA consumption. Did we have Stuart Tomk on a few weeks back? We went extensively through this. The EFAs, the essential fatty acids, are so critical. In fact, all the fats are, including cholesterol, so essential for longevity, for vital health, for brain and neurological function. And yet we've been wrongly by government, not by God, but by government, by human, by idiot, by moron humans that have basically deceived us into believing that fat is the devil. And that in terms of converting people to believe that fat is Satan. We go back to Saturday Night Live and you ask, you know, the church lady asked that, could it be Satan? And in reality, Saturday Night Live covered something really horrific too. This last Saturday, I got an email from SaneVax. And I've got that linked up in the blog today at robertscadbell.com. You know what they did? They actually did a spoof commercial on a little baby doll for your little girls. You play with this baby doll and three times over the life of this doll, a syringe pops out to inject your little girl to prevent the human papillomavirus from taking over the world. And, of course, side effects could be paralysis or even death. But now if it's entered into the vernacular everywhere, if it's entered into the Saturday Night Live skit, it's a horrific skit, it is. It's not that funny in reality. But it's very pointed as far as the humor that needs to be done to show people how absurd we have gotten to where we trust and worship a medical police state, an executive branch, whether it be Democrat or Republican, that endorses assassination of Americans, whether it be abroad or whether it be domestically via drugs and vaccines, or whether it be by denying you food like at the Rossum Raid. We got lots more healing to do next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't go anywhere. Tell your friends, robertscottbell.com. In the meantime, till after the news, I remind you this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.